Violent crime is on the rise in the U.S., according to a new FBI report issued on Monday. Earlier this week, we examined the trend by focusing on youth violence in Chicago, where nearly 30 teens have been killed in the last year. We learned about a program in Chicago called Ceasefire. The program relies on community members called interrupters to intervene and prevent violence. Juan Johnson is an interrupter for Ceasefire. He joined us on Monday, and we wanted to hear more, so we invited him back, and he's joined in our Chicago Bureau by others whose lives have been touched by the program. Juan Johnson, welcome back to the program. We're also joined by Raymond Jones. Juan worked with Raymond after he was hit in a drive-by shooting.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Juan, how did you get involved with Ceasefire?
I was incarcerated, and when I got out in 2002, I said if I ever got a second chance in life, I was going to try and do something about some of the problems that I helped create. We've seen a lot of other programs out here that had people that either came from just religious backgrounds or just from academic background, but no really hardcore gang members that we looked up to, and Ceasefire had those, and that's how I got involved.
How do you and Raymond know each other?
Well, back in our gangbanging days.
Well, what happened? How did you help him? Was there a specific incident that brought you two together?
Raymond was shot at about a year ago, and they tried to take his life.
Raymond, why did you get shot to begin with?
It was just like a drive-by, really. Mm-hmm. I was on my way to go and check on a friend of mine who had just recently had been shot. We stopped at a light, and someone came out of the bushes, and there was multiple gunshots. I ended up being grazed in the head, and the glass shattered across all in my face, where everybody, when I went to the hospital, they said it was bad. It was just that for me sitting in the hospital, you know, my frame of mind is like, hey, you know, I got shot. You know, I'm going to go deal with this. You know, and then all my friends were all there, and everybody's waiting on me to see what's going to happen. Due to Juan coming in there, you know, I stopped all that.
What, Juan, what did you say?
I told him to use my life as an example. He's seen the things that I did. When I was younger, I was the one out there shooting people. I was the one getting shot at. And I told him, look around this room right now. Your wife is here crying. Your kids are here crying. You could go out here and do something yourself. If you get caught, these are people who are going to be suffering. Your friends aren't going to be the ones suffering. And if you let them do it, what's going to happen when one of these little 16-year-old kids, 15-year-old kids going to go shoot somebody, take someone else's life, and be in prison? And it's because you didn't stop them.
And how did that sound to you, Raymond?
You know, it gave me something to think about, you know, because being the fact that we grew up together and I've known this man my whole life, you know, it gave me a chance to listen to him.
If it had been anybody else, do you think you would have listened?
Nah, it would have been somebody that's just there, you know, trying to talk to me. You know, it wouldn't even have went through.
Did any of your boys give you a hard time about not going back out?
Nah, not really. You know, everybody just looked at it like, you know, if you're going to just brush it off, then, you know, we're going to go with whatever you decide.
That's where the misconception is that most of these guys out here don't want to go shoot anyone. They don't want to go kill anyone. The thing is, it's just so normal for them when they're in these neighborhoods, whenever you're in any kind of altercation, to go shoot someone. There's still what we call anniversaries. There's people that have died back in 1980. Well, some little kid today that never knew that man will wake up today and say, I got to go out and I got to kill somebody for this long-lost friend.
Mm-hmm. There's also an image that people have that if you don't go back out there, you're going to be more vulnerable. Is that just not true?
What people don't know is a lot of these street gangs have rules. And the rules is supposed to be about protecting your neighborhood. It's supposed to be about educational development, political development. They fool themselves and they're brainwashed into thinking, well, we're going to do this for a certain amount of time, mm-hmm. and we're going to make that transition. I'm telling them to keep true to their own oath. You said this is what you want to be about. Well, going around go kill that guy in the next block isn't what this is about.
If it's that simple, why doesn't everybody do it?
Most programs doesn't take the chance, like Ceasefire did, of hiring someone like myself that is an ex-offender, that was a hardcore gang member, and getting us to come out the background. Let's say the average person is not like myself, isn't with Ceasefire. They want to make a difference, but they don't want to get involved because if they get involved, it looks like they're still in some kind of gang role. But next thing you know, the police are locking you up.
Forgive me for asking, but how can you assure people that you're not?
Just by watching me, watching my behavior. I'm in the neighborhood every day. You're not seeing me on the street corners hanging out. Usually when something is in the air, like an argument in the air, you're seeing me telling the guys to get off the corners. The store owners come up to me and ask me, can I get guys from standing in front of their stores?
Why do they listen to you?
I work in the community I come from. I have credibility in that community, and I grew up there since the 70s.
Okay. We can relate.
Mm-hmm. Raymond, before we let you go, what are you up to now?
Well, now just family, man, staying at home. every once in a while, I go talk with Juan because I can relate to him, you know?
He's being a little shy. He helped me out a couple of times already, got a couple of kids out. It's not cool. He's here now and he's looking nervous because it's still not cool to be a good guy. It's still not cool to be the guy that comes around and they call like the old man or the guy that's going to come around and preach to you. Well, I got to let him know.
We can listen to guys like Juan, Kafa. We knew him and we know, you know, how you going to know where we coming from if you ain't been where we're at, you know?
Raymond Jones, Juan Johnson, thanks so much for joining us and telling us your story. Next, a mother who reached out for help and the man who stepped in to help her.